In the mid to upper 50s. Tonight slowed down to about 50. Tomorrow, in between storm systems, a mild day. We'll be in the mid to upper 60s with mostly cloudy skies, then showers and thunderstorms by Saturday afternoon into Saturday evening and Saturday night. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that. High temperature around 70, then turning sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday as Arctic air invades the area. Falling temperatures. The 40s on Sunday will feel like the 30s. We're down to 26 first thing Monday morning, wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former State Representative Ed Henry pleaded guilty to theft of government property. The charge stems from co-payments that doctors waived for Medicare patients who enrolled in services provided by Henry's company. Henry did not seek re-election last year. An ambulance was stolen at Jackson Hospital Wednesday afternoon. Police say the suspect got stuck on a parking deck after crashing into another vehicle while trying to get away. No one was hurt. Charges are pending against the suspect. And city leaders are working to solidify Montgomery's smart city status. Workers are installing more fiber optic infrastructure to provide faster, more secure connections and free Wi-Fi in downtown areas. They're also converting 22,000 streetlights to smart LEDs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions. And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings. And you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, three floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
What's his last name? Sean Spicer?
Yes.
Is that his name? Spicer? Well, he used to bring the spice when he was the press secretary.
Spicy.
George likes his chicken spicy. Our number 272-9228. Spicer is the guest on Outnumbered, the greatest show ever invented. Not even that good of a show, but the concept, the fact that that got past somebody in the year 2019. We're going to have four women sitting around a dude. They're going to be dressed scandalously. Actually, not scandalously. They're pretty covered up. But they're all hot, and we're going to call it Outnumbered because clearly he's outnumbered by them. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Man, we had some good calls last hour. If you think you're up to the task, our number is 272-9228. I will not make fun of you and say you're a bad caller if you call and you're not as good.
I'm just saying that the bar is set pretty high.
I'm just saying the bar is set very, very high. Very, very high. And and we expect the bar to be met. We expect the bar to be met. Let's see here. Immigration group being sued. Immigration group suing the Southern Poverty Law Center. I will speak for myself here. I will exclude Dave and Jack and anyone else associated with this program from what I'm about to say. The Southern Poverty Law Center are domestic terrorists. And the Center for Immigration Studies is suing them, saying that the accusation that it is racist and anti-immigrant are wrong and have cost the nonprofit support and financial backing by scaring people away from doing business with them. The idea that you can run around and label people hateful and not expect them to sue you, I'm telling you right now, I want them to label me something because I would make so damn much money. That's why I call them domestic terrorists. I'm trying to trigger a lawsuit. I'm trying to trigger them adding me to some list. A, it's good marketing. These guys are the worst human beings on earth. That they go around and they do this and everybody, well, the SPLC has labeled this group a hate group. That's so that the media can call them a hate group without calling them a hate group. We're just reporting what SPLC says. No, the same globalist corporatist garbage who owns the media is who donates to SPLC and tells them, label this group a hate group so we can call them a hate group on our propaganda wing, ABC News. So, anyway. 272-9228. Dave, we have people willing to take the challenge. They think they're up to snuff. Who's this?
Good morning, Mr. Coleman. How are you doing?
Now, Miami, I was thinking of you in particular. I was thinking of you in particular when I was talking about outstanding callers, because you have never let me down.
All right, well, then I'm going to have to call back on another show.
No, you called
the air. I feel the letdown happening.
All right, okay. Give me your best shot.
Have you heard the latest on latest update on Nelly and Bruce?
Nelly and Bruce Orr?
Yes, sir.
Yes, of course. I'll cover it this hour. You want me to cover it now? Or you obviously know.
All I know is a reliable source told me that there was an update.
Calling that
reliable source.
Oh. Well, there is an update. I got several updates on this. Here's the deal. There was a leak. There's a leak war going on. With the New York Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post are getting some of these leaks, and the other side is starting to fight back and leak some of the stuff of their own. The Hill probably has the best treatment of this story in their piece. I'm trying to see, is this dated yesterday or today? I don't know if this was dated yesterday afternoon or today. Here's the headline, FISA shocker, DOJ official warned Steele dossier was connected to Clinton and might be biased. The then number 4 Department of Justice official briefed both senior FBI and DOJ officials in summer 2016. Summer 2016. It's now winter 2019.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About Christopher Steele's Russia dossier, explicitly cautioning that the British intelligence operatives' work was opposition research connected to Hillary Clinton's campaign and might be biased. Orr's briefings in July and August 2016 included the deputy director of the FBI, the top lawyer for then Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and a Justice Department official who would later become the top deputy to special counsel Robert Mueller. So here's what happens. And if you read the transcript, I did read the transcript. I read the leaked part of the transcript. The entire transcript wasn't leaked. But I read the leaked part of the transcript. Bruce Orr was asked about his wife, Nellie, working for Fusion GPS, the company who was tasked with doing opposition research on the Trump campaign. He was asked, how did you get information from your wife? And he said, well, someone would hand me a flash drive. She wouldn't tell me what was on it. I wouldn't plug it into any of my machines to see what was on it. I just dutifully, because I'm a Department of Justice employee, I walked it over to the FBI because I knew what kind of stuff she was working on, and I figured they might want to see it. Now, Miami, I ask you, not under oath, do you believe that story?
No.
No one believes that story. But because Bruce and Nellie Orr have spousal privilege, they can't testify against each other.
Yep,
so you can't ask her, did Nellie tell you what was on it? And I mean, you can't ask him, did Nellie tell you what was on it? And you can't ask her, did you tell him what was on it? So we'll never know the answer to that question. But of course she told him what was on it. Yep. Why the hell else was she working at Fusion GPS?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So he gets this information from his wife. He takes it to the FBI. He warns the FBI and he warns then top lawyer for Attorney General Loretta Lynch. He warns then Justice Department official who later becomes the single top deputy counsel to Robert Mueller's team. He's on Robert Mueller's team now. He says, oh, by the way, this information I've gotten that I've turned over to the FBI is probably biased. It was paid for by the DNC. It was paid for by the Clinton campaign. It's tainted information. I think you should have it, but it's probably biased. Do they then run to the FISA court? Well, do they then run to the FISA court and said the person who gave us this information told us it was biased?
No.
Do they go to the FISA court and say, well, at least we need to tell you it's opposition research? Now, I've been in the political opposition research business, both buying and procuring and developing.
Yep.
A lot of it can be good. But sometimes you've been given a task to create a hit piece on somebody, and you do it. And if it's mostly true or it has some true aspect, or at least it's something that you can develop that your person won't get sued for using, you do.
Well, and you
depends
and
depends on what the task
is. The other thing is you and I both know that like you can take the slightest piece of information and carry it to what some might say an illogical conclusion.
Right.
Like I know you, last time we were, you have this big thing about CAFE standards, right? So somebody who you could take this conclusion that a lawmaker that voted to raise CAFE standards for emissions is responsible for 10,000 to 12,000 deaths.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. They're right. And so now, can I get a warrant because they're committing genocide? I don't think I can, Baron. Do you?
No.
Okay. Well, but that's but we could accuse them of it, right? And that's the difference between regular political discourse and using the government apparatus, especially investigators and FISA courts, to investigate your opponents.
Correct. That's probably your biggest update. Those are the two biggest stories coming out of the leaked testimony of Bruce Orr. The other big story that I was interested in, I couldn't understand why he had all these 302s. And because a 302 is developed when an investigator interviews a witness.
Yep.
And then they write that because the FBI is backwards and twisted, crooked. They don't want to record the interviews because then they can't make stuff up. And if stuff comes out in the interview that's harmful to them, it would be available for discovery purposes. They'd have to turn it over as Brady material. But if they don't write it down, it's not available as Brady material. Brady for non-lawyers is information that tends to show the innocence of somebody, and it has to be turned over to that person.
It could potentially
exculpate.
Right?
Yeah, I mean it's exculpatory material.
Yep.
And so if you go into an interview with an FBI agent, and you say, Dave, no, I was with Dave last night at the Pine Bar. He couldn't have been murdering anybody. Well, if they don't write that down, they don't have to turn it over.
Right.
Well, if they didn't write it down, it didn't happen.
Correct. That's why, I used to, that's great. I'm glad you said, Miami's always doing, I used to do continuing education classes for nurses on documentation, like how to document.
Mm-hmm.
And we always told them, if you don't write it down, it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you could come in and check 120 over 80 blood pressure 4 times a night. But if you don't write down 120 over 80, it did not happen. And not only that, you didn't take it. And so when they die of a heart attack the next morning or blood pressure, they blow an A, you didn't see normal blood pressure all night because you didn't bother taking it. You don't just document the out of the ordinary, you document the ordinary.
Well, you know what's funny, too? I think you've told me that I'm correct in that the FBI does not have to record interviews with suspects. Or
no, the rules say they don't interview it.
Right.
They don't record it, right? Yeah, they don't record it.
So juxtapose that position with the people on the left who think that all police interactions should be recorded, that they should all have body cams on, that every interview of every suspect should be, should be recorded
why is the black
subpoenable and all that. Like, why aren't we demanding this accountability from the FBI when they can just write or not write things down in a 302?
You know why they started that? Because the FBI was viewed, Miami and Dave, as above politics,
above
corruption, above reproach.
Yep.
And if they said it happened, it happened. If they said it didn't happen, it didn't happen. And they, of course, would get the right answer. And
come back to bite us.
And I'll say this. My guess is about 60-70% of the FBI is honest to goodness people trying to get the right answer and put bad guys in jail. But it's not an insignificant minority. It's probably 20-40% of the FBI is there for personal gain, to lock people up at any and all cost, willing to hide evidence, willing to delete evidence, willing to do anything possible to advance and win. And that's a sad, sad state. Yeah, I know it is. And yeah. I have been calling on it, and I've been calling on it, and I'm going to renew the call here today. The FBI needs to be completely dismantled.
Okay. I thought you were going with that the government should be reduced down to protecting our sovereignty and the post office.
Yes.
I am right with you.
Yes, yes. But as an intermediate step, the FBI needs to be reduced, completely fired. Every single person the FBI
Absolutely.
Fired. Start completely over and allow them to apply for their jobs again with the new organization. Yep. Put it under Homeland Security. Put it under the Department of Defense.
At the state level.
Yes.
At the state level.
Each state operates independent of Washington, D.C. And if they have something...
There's a document out there, isn't there?
If they have something, terrorism or something crossing state lines or something, then they go to the Department of Homeland Security and say, we need help with this. But there needs to be no FBI that has that kind of power located in Washington, D.C. that can spy on Americans. Absolutely not. And it's happening every day. Miami, this is the third consecutive call we've had that's dynamite.
So the revelation here is Bruce Orr's hands and Nellie Orr's hands are clean.
No, they're not clean.
Well, they're not going to be prosecuted.
Well, that is the revelation here, yeah.
Yeah. And one final thing, what happened to Randall? I haven't heard from Randall in a while. You guys didn't eight-ball him, did you?
He's on line two.
Wait, are you...
you're on line one, he's on line two.
Okay, well, the CEO is calling in, so I know I got to go.
Gentlemen,
thank you very much for your time. Have yourself a great day.
I love Miami. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing. All you got to do is call them, 279-8919. Get in touch with Cole Plumbing any and every time you want, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. You can find them on Facebook. They got some great information there as well. Plumbers, journeyman plumbers, master plumbers, if you guys want to take your plumbing to the next level, go see Cole Plumbing about getting a job. You can apply in person over at Coliseum Boulevard, 1142 Coliseum Boulevard, or you can call them on the phone and say, how do I get an application in to the greatest plumbing company in Montgomery, Alabama? And they'll tell you. The whole river region they serve, 279-8919, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. They got trained plumbers that are just second to none. And if you get in touch with them, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Price fair prices. They don't have to dig a lot. When you have trouble with your bowl, hey, call on Cole. We'll be back. Baby, ain't that America?
You'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
It's been raining for weeks. With all our companies this Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer, and on behalf of our entire team at AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, I'd like to wish all of our friends and customers a Happy New Year. We hope you've enjoyed your holidays, and wish you many blessings and great success in 2019. And most importantly, we'd like to thank you for your business this past year. Delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price with great customer care is our mission. And as a business owner, there's nothing better than to see a satisfied and smiling customer as they receive their order. So thank you for allowing us to help you smile this past year. It's our intention to deliver plenty more in 2019. You can contact us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 and our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties for over 30 years.
A Prestige fishing boat, a high-end luxury, with lots of cup holders and a 12,000 RPM gyro ball. We talk with the owners of Regulator Marine on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 23 minutes after 11. I have on the phone. Now, we have had three consecutive dynamite phone calls. Don, John, and Miami. I would take calls all day if we had calls of that caliber coming in nonstop. And that's why I turned to Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, because I know this is going to be four in a row.
Maybe I can get all three of them to the home base, get a home run route.
That's right.
So, Baron, if you could trade in and you're renting and you could replace that rent payment with a mortgage payment, do you think that you'd buy a house?
100%, yeah.
If they could keep their monthly payment the same as what they're paying in rent. Because, you see, the conception is, or perception, is that you're going to go up in payment when you go and you buy a house. Well, that's just not true. A husband and wife did just that. They have been renting since they moved here from Texas 4 years ago. Their rent payment was $1,100 a month. So for the past 4 years, they've been paying $1,100 a month comfortably. They finally purchased a new home and replaced that $1,100 a month rent payment with a mortgage payment of $1,101. That's $1. I have to share the story, but here's what
can I say one thing? In the meantime, those 4 years, they threw away $53,000 in rent.
You know, I have that written down. That's it. You are so right.
I'm like Carl.
You're a genius. You know, but you're right. They threw it away. They really did. They could have paid that into their mortgage.
Right.
You know, on something that they own, that they're buying and building equity instead of paying the landlord mortgage payment. But you know, they finally made the right choice and made the move. But they chose a 15-year term. You see, that's the payment of $1,101. That was $180,000 per. Here's the deal, and that was at 3.875 there. So you know, we talk about the rates. I mean, we're offering some fantastic rates. They're still below 4% on a fixed rate. 15 years. Now, they could have gone the traditional 30-year route, and their payment would have been $782. But since they were already paying $1,100, hey, I think I can pay a dollar more, you know?
Right.
But if they had made this move 4 years ago, you're exactly right. $52,800 would be applied to their mortgage balance instead of someone else's.
That's unbelievable.
So, again, if you're renting, don't wait. Don't wait another month, another 2 months. Pick up the phone and give Alabama Home Mortgage a call. You'll be amazed at how much you could save or how much you can get for what you're currently paying in rent. That's 567-4223. Again, 567-4223, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies, and you'll see. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS 372-3374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kim Williams. All right, the Dynamite Show continues. I can't edit this. Excuse me.
That's the wrong.
Wrong button. Randall.
And to add to Ms. Kim Williams, why most people think they keep doing that renting is because they think their credit, you know, because people can rent sometime before they can buy, but they think their credit ain't good enough. But what y'all don't know is Kim can help y'all get your credit right. Within a year and a half, go ahead and call her. If you 2 years, you think you're 2 years out, let her go ahead and get you that first step. And then she can guide you right on through the process. Because she's human, we human, we all know we make mistakes along the way. And that's why I want to add to the earlier two. Mamie, I love your comment, but I want to add to the earlier two callers, the human side of what globalism did. Not only did it take away them jobs, but if you think back, like in especially in Detroit, my granddaddy, before he come back down here, worked at Detroit for 25 years or so, and they started shipping them jobs off. But what my granddaddy told me is, up there, as most black folks had them jobs. They had retirement. They had money put back for the kids, education. And they was all up there, you know, having a good time. And money was flowing in people's pockets. And the globalists saw that, and they saw the way that they had to get them things out, the jobs out. And it followed them right on down here, too. Granddad run Ralston's Motors for years. And then anyway, he retired from that. And then you take my mom over here. The jobs just kept coming out of America and kept getting out of here because the Democrats needed somebody they could hand money to. And that's exactly what they did. And now they see the jobs coming back. That's why they're trying to get these Guatemalans up here, because they need another second-class citizen to hand money to. People, if you don't see that globalism, them two first phone calls and see it now, I mean, man, it's got to turn quick. And I'm just saying, man, globalism has killed America, and that has took money from everybody, your kids, your grandkids. People wake up.
You know my favorite, not my favorite part, but I think the most noteworthy part of the entire globalist argument is they did it so efficiently and so cleanly that they convinced right and left, Democrat and Republican, to agree on globalism, even though it was against their best interests, and vote for people who would pursue globalism at any and all costs. They convinced the American people that it was better for you to not have a job. If you'd have gone in 1980 to the average worker in Detroit and said, listen, go to the average worker in Erie, Pennsylvania, go to the average worker in Dayton, Ohio, and you just said, listen, I'm going to take your job and I'm going to ship it to China, but I want you to continue voting for me. I want you to tell your friends that what I'm doing is in your best interest. And I want you to believe it. I actually don't want you to just say it. This isn't North Korea. I actually want you to believe it. I want you to digest it. And I want you to do anything and everything you can to support me. I want you to go out and knock on doors. I want you to enthusiastically vote for me. Now, I'm going to put people in front of you like George H.W. Bush. And then I'm going to put a guy named Bill Clinton. And then I'm going to put the people you hadn't even heard of yet. Then I'm going to put a guy up there named George W. Bush. Then I'm going to put a guy up there in front of you named Barack Obama. You don't know any of these people. There'll be someone to come along named Hillary Clinton. That's the wife of Bill Clinton. Well, what'd she do? Well, she's just the wife of Bill Clinton, so people are going to think she's smart because they liked her husband. But they're going to convince you to ship your job overseas. And I want you to, like, froth at the mouth arguing with people about how great they are. I want you to go on the internet. What the hell's the internet? Trust me, you're going to love it. I want you to go on the internet. I want you to have deep discussions all night into the wee hours of the morning. I want you to be late and cranky when you go to work the next day because you'll have been up all night arguing with some internet troll. What's an internet troll? Trust me, you're going to hate them. But you're going to be up all night and you're going to be supporting Barack Obama and you're going to be supporting George Bush. You're going to hate George Bush. You're going to hate Barack Obama. But but you're going to be supporting somebody on the other side who also wants to ship your job overseas. Also, I can make a bunch of money. What person in 1980 would have gone, oh, man, that sounds great. I can't wait to go frothing at the mouth, arguing with people, supporting shipping my job overseas. Now, what job am I going to get instead? Oh, you're probably not going to get one. And if you do, it's going to be terrible. You might be able to get by on some part-time jobs until something comes along. But you're going to have to go back to school and get retrained, and you're going to do all this other kind of stuff. But we're going to tell you it's in your best interest. Progress. It's progress that you're losing your job. Oh, okay. I mean, if you'd have told someone that in 1980, they'd have thought you were nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But it is exactly what's happened. They put together in front of you a successive series of elections where you did not have a choice. It was globalist versus globalist. And whoever won was going to ship your job overseas. And then they made sure the House and Senate was stocked full of globalist whores. Or they made sure they co-opted immediately upon getting there anyone who made it. So that they would vote to send your jobs overseas. Things like NAFTA. Things like TPP. Things like CAFTA.
But you'll be able to get a 65-inch TCL for $500.
There you go.
And you'll be able to get a bike for $80, but don't expect it to last through the season.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to get a blender for $12, but you're going to need a new one every 2 months.
Mm, especially if you use it like three times a month.
Yeah. And you're going to get a can opener for $7, but you're going to need a new one month to month if you open any cans. You see what I'm saying? I mean, Randall, what has been done to this country that they convinced the people to vote for and they convinced the people to support. I mean, people are out there frothing at the mouth supporting Hillary Clinton. People were frothing at the mouth supporting Barack Obama and Mitt Romney on the other side. All these people had the same goal. Take your job, package it up, and chuck it overseas so that their donors, so that their buddies, so their cronies could make more money off of you. That's exactly what they did. Every damn one of them, going back to 1988. Every damn one of them. And it's just been disgusting. And it took Donald Trump to walk in there and wake everybody up and say, whoa, 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 whoa. And now you have 40% of the country that sees it, and they're terrified. They're terrified the other 60% will see it. So they're doing everything they can to destroy the man so that you guys all don't wake up.
And it's got to be quick. All right, bro.
All right, appreciate it. Again. That is five dynamite calls in a row. Dynamite. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. My favorite restaurant in town. Go in there and get the cheese bread. If you're going with people, get the cheese bread. That blend of white cheeses, that drizzle they put over it, that salted olive oil drizzle they put over it. I guess that's what it is. I don't even know what it is.
I don't either.
They get sliced sweet basil they toss in there on that homemade, handmade dough.
Just order it the first time they come and talk to you. Say, we want to order cheese bread.
Yeah, she'll come by and say, you want some drinks? Say, can I get some cheese bread and a water, or cheese bread and iced tea, or cheese bread and a Coke? I mean, just it's unbelievable. That's how you start. You finish with the cannoli. You finish with the cannoli or the triple chocolate brownie with ice cream. Both are dynamite. And what you have in between, whether it's the pizza or the salad or the sandwich or the pasta, that's up to you. Special cheese ravioli with bolognese. You can pair that with a salad for $9. Got some great stuff at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Get by there. Two locations, High Point Shopping Center in Prattville and the Zelda Place location here in Montgomery. Cranky, sit tight. I'll be with you on the other side if you want to join us. 272-9228.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A little disturbance drifting through the area today. Scattered showers around from time to time today and tonight, with a high today in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight slowed down to about 50. Tomorrow, in between storm systems, a mild day. We'll be in the mid to upper 60s with mostly cloudy skies. Then showers and thunderstorms by Saturday afternoon into Saturday evening and Saturday night. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that. High temperature around 70. Then turning sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday as Arctic air invades affects the area. Falling temperatures. The 40s on Sunday will feel like the 30s. We're down to 26 first thing Monday morning. Wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
After 11, my friends over at the Goodson Group, Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group, 551-0225 if you want to get in to Bo Goodson over there, 551-0225. Well, what does he offer, Baron? I know he's the Goodson Group. Well, it's real estate, sales, management, buying, or even the classes. You want to get that real estate license. I saw my a guy who used to come on our show some, Josh Moon, went out and got a real estate license. Great way to supplement your income. It's a great way to start a new career if you just want to start a completely new career. Get by there when you get the opportunity, thegoodsongroup.com. You can get some more information there, thegoodsongroup.com. You know, one of the great things about Bo Goodson's real estate school? It's available online. Now, you can take it in person, and I recommend you take it in person. But if you just don't have the time, but you really want to get into real estate, you could take the Bo Goodson Real Estate School online. Just check on his website, 551-0225. 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com. We've had Bo Goodson on here. I've known Bo Goodson for years. He's been in the business 40-plus years. I actually forgot that I represented him years ago. He had to point that out when he was on the radio one day. He was like, hey, you were my lawyer one time. I was like, no, I wasn't. He's like, no, really, you were. I said, well, did we win? He said, yeah. I was like, okay, yeah, I was your lawyer. I totally forgot. But anyway, 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com. Get by there and get a chance. Joey?
Hello.
How art thou?
I'm a little worked up right now.
Well, you look a little worked up.
This is why I don't watch Fox and Friends. But given that we work in talk radio, conservative variety, I often hear clips.
I don't watch Fox and Friends.
And you know what? I don't have a problem with Ainsley. I don't have a problem with Mr. Ducey.
I don't know who Ainsley is.
Ainsley Earhart or...
No idea.
Or, anyway.
She's blonde.
I'm yes, sure.
Okay,
she is.
I got you.
But I don't have a problem on Fox. With Steve. I just I want to punch Brian Kilmeade in the face.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to make an argument. He's just dumb. He really is. He's just an idiot.
I'm going to stay tuned to the Dan Morris Show. I hope you expound on that later.
Bumper sticker logic. Good God.
Cranky, you're on the air with this mess. And now, Cranky, I must warn you, we've had five consecutive dynamite phone calls.
And now we got Joey in here, so, mm-hmm. You know.
The pressure is strong. Yeah. The pressure is strong. Hey, a postscript to your last conversation.
Yeah.
And the few remaining jobs here in America they want to give to illegal aliens because it's a cheap source of labor.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they get the, listen, with an illegal alien, you get the political stability of the United States, meaning we're probably not going to devolve into civil war. We're probably not going to have a violent takeover of government that results in nationalizing your industry. But you get the benefit of all that, but you get also the benefit of third world labor at a reduced cost. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
Well, the reason I called, you were talking about the FBI needs to be, you know, completely leveled and rebuilt from the ground up.
Yes, that's correct. That is that is not just my opinion. That is fact.
Never, ever going to happen. Never, ever, ever, ever going to happen.
What is that?
We can elect clones of Donald Trump for the next 40 years. It's never going to happen because if they went to the levels that they went to burn Donald Trump down, he's the duly elected president of the United States. The president's not going to be able to do that. That's going to have to come out of Congress.
Well, let me tell you, the president of the United States is the head of the executive branch.
Well, you know,
now the FBI is a creature of statute. I get that. It's a creature of statute. They were statutorily created. But like anything, the president gets to enforce the laws. He gets to execute the laws. He's the executive branch.
Well, I'm glad you said execute, because that's exactly what the hell they'd do to the president if he tried to reconstruct it, if he tried to reconstitute it.
Well, some of them need to be executed.
I'm just telling you, if they went to the levels that they went to just to fulfill whatever, you know, their whims and whatever their masters have told them to do, in general, if they knew that Trump was coming for them and that they were gonna reconstitute the whole organization, there is no telling what extremes they would go to keep that from happening. That is never ever going to happen. That's a cancer that we're stuck with until the whole body dies. I agree with you 100%. But it's just too deeply entrenched. Just like term limits, that's not ever going to happen, because there's always going to be a residual holdover that's been there forever and a day that'll be able to maintain that momentum to keep there from ever being enough votes to say, hey, there's term limits. It's just not going to happen. And it's just part of the evils, part of the negatives that the freedoms of this country have brought into it. It's built into it. And eventually, you know, it's going to eat us alive.
Well, I agree with you, and I'm not saying Donald Trump would ever try to unilaterally dismantle the FBI. I do think it would have to be done by statute. But it needs to be done, and it absolutely 100% needs to be done. Here's what happened. You guys know what happened if you've been following this program. Thanks for your call. Again, another dynamite call. Cranky killed it. I mean, we have had since John of the Last Hour through Cranky, we've had six consecutive dynamite calls. I mean, dynamite calls. The best we've ever had. Here's what happened. It's simple. It's so simple. When I say it, you're going to go, oh, yeah, that's exactly what happened. The Obama administration used the FBI and the CIA and the NSA to spy on the Trump campaign. And they got caught. They didn't think he could win. They ramped it up after the primary. They ramped it up. They didn't think he could win. And then their polls started showing, this guy might actually win. What the hell are we going to do if he wins? We got to have a backup plan, because he's going to figure out we spied on him. We got to have a backup plan. Ah, Russian involvement. Russian involvement. And so they made up a Russian narrative. They made up a Russian narrative. It was totally an insurance plan in case he won. He secures the nomination in about April or May. By June, they have this insurance plan in place. They didn't think he could win. They thought they could use their globalist corporatist propaganda wing, the media, to keep him from winning. But just on the off chance he won, they needed to have an excuse for why were they using the intelligence apparatus to spy on the campaign. And they invented out of whole cloth a Russian narrative. They hired spies overseas to create documents. They convinced a FISA judge to give him a Title I warrant. Now, where I disagree with a lot of people is, I think Rosenstein was not in on it. And I think once he discovered it, he isn't going along with it. I think he appointed Mueller to keep it out of McCabe's hands, because McCabe was in on it. And it wasn't until they had a reason to fire McCabe, i.e. they could prove criminality on his behalf, he was going to be in charge of the FBI, because Comey and McCabe were both deeply, deeply corrupt. Comey hadn't committed any crime, so you got to fire him. McCabe had. So you just point out that he committed crimes, and then you can fire him. But in the meantime, you have this window between firing McCabe, and that's the end point, and when you've discovered this plot. And you got to have some way to keep it out of McCabe's hand. Boom, enter Mueller. I don't know what Mueller's doing. I wonder whether his report will ever see the light of day.
Likewise.
I mean, think about it. if Daryl Bailey and Chief Ernest Finley believe a crime has been committed in Montgomery and they go investigate it and they determine no such crime has happened, they don't release a report on it, right?
Right.
They don't publicly release a report on every crime they investigate. I mean, why would they? If they thought Joey had murdered somebody and they do an investigation, they can't conclude Joey's murdering him. If they release a report saying we investigated Joey for murder, what does that do to Joey's employment prospects or dating prospects?
Yeah, but what if it was investigation for murdering Brian Kilmeade?
No, that's different.
Yeah, okay.
That's different. We would all understand that.
And by the way, this Russia thing, the really tragic aspect of it is that if it's created a geopolitical ramifications. I read a great piece in the American Conservative last night, and here's just one quote from it that sums it up. It will be the ultimate tragic irony of having avoided war with a messianic totalitarian global adversary, the Soviet Union. We now stumble into war because of an out-of-date image of and policy towards a conventional regional power that barely spends a fraction of what we do on the military. And mostly if you look at the Russia interventions in Georgia and the Ukraine are reactions to events right on their near abroad.
The globalists have always wanted war with Russia.
Yeah.
Because it's expensive, it's bloody, it's messy, and it's long. And it involves a bunch of Baltics and brown people in and around there that we can bomb indiscriminately because that's what we do. A war with Russia would be so obscenely profitable and not at all dangerous for a few people. And that's what they've wanted from the beginning. And that's why they chose Russia in particular. Remember, it wasn't Donald Trump caught on a hot mic saying, wait till after the election. We'll have more flexibility. Tell Vlad to sit tight. It wasn't Donald Trump. That was Barack Obama. Only one president has been caught on a hot mic saying, wait till after the election. Uh-huh. Tell Vlad we'll have more flexibility. For healthy pets, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing from Russia or China or anything else in there, guys. This is American sourced when at all possible. And then our safe, friendly allies when it's not. So get by there when you get the opportunity. Everything in there, hand selected by Teresa. Oh, did I mention they have a second groomer on staff now?
Ooh,
and
yes.
They're taking some Saturday bookings. So if that works for you. ForHealthyPetsOnline.com or just stop by in person. That's what I recommend. Stop by in person. Get by there when you get the opportunity. Go to Four Healthy Pets. They're on the Atlanta Highway next to Faulkner University, just up the hill from Faulkner University. They've got gently cooked options. They've got raw food options. They've got grain-free options. They got full grain options. They got cat food, dog food. They've got accessories, homeopathic remedies, and more. Get by there when you get a chance. Tell Teresa and Amber we said hello. Joey's a big fan of theirs, so am I.
Oh, yes.
And they've changed my dog's life. They changed my dog. I gave him a little pup a bath yesterday.
Yeah?
Oh, you should have seen her looking up at me in the water.
What, do you scrub her with a toothbrush?
She's a big, mean dog. She weighs 7 pounds.
7 pounds? Okay.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. When you hear it, into the field, you know. An evening with the Steve Miller Band.
Thank you very much. You've been great.
March 21st, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Filled with hit after hit.
And we got to get down, swing down.
The Steve Miller Band. Live in concert. March 21st, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Reserve seats on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or call 800-745-3000. For more info and tour dates, visit SteveMillerBand.com. Steve Miller Band Ultimate Hits available now. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Again, I got a question online. Why are Flags at Half Staff today? I don't know. I tried to look it up. I don't know. It's not a federal thing because the federal alert didn't go off. So, I mean, you can subscribe to a service that goes off and texts you in the morning when Flags should be at half staff. That's good for businesses and people that don't want to look rude if there's a reason federally. But state by state, I mean, cities can order them at half staff. States can order them at half staff. I have no idea why that is. Joey's in, Dave is in, Barron's in, Jack Campbell's out. He may be back tomorrow. Usually comes in tomorrow. We've had such good phone calls. I mean, going back to 10:45 today, just dynamite. Actually, even before then. Let's see here. I'm not going to cover that story. That's boring. That's too confusing. That's not news. Shock poll reveals a surprising result between Joey's girlfriend and Donald Trump in 2020.
My girlfriend.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, I wish.
Joey likes the big toothy grin.
Yeah, and I like to argue too. So.
Work. A poll, this is actually really good news for Trump. A poll shows that Trump would get 43%, Ocasio-Cortez would get 40%. I think that's pretty good, because that's essentially a generic Democrat poll. And that's pretty good for him. If he's tied or ahead right now, he's going to win 40 states and run away with this thing. He hadn't started spending money yet, and they are stockpiling reserves. 48% of men preferred Trump. 39% women preferred Trump. Only 43% of women preferred Ocasio-Cortez and her crazy ass.
Fanny.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey. I was just going to toss in, I think Flags are at half staff for the slain Birmingham officer.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay. It's a worthy cause. It's a worthy cause.
So I just wanted to share that.
Even down here in Montgomery?
That's from the best I can tell. I Googled it yesterday when I noticed them, and that's what it come up, is that Alabama Flags were at half staff for the officer.
All right, thank you. I'm glad you shared that. I appreciate your call. Jessica, bringing the thunder. Not my wife, Jessica, for those listening at home and know the name. Oh, Delta Hotel hung up. I didn't want to talk to him anyway. Actually, I do like him. He's a good guy. Good guy. I don't have time to get into these stories. That's the problem. I only got 5 minutes left. These are long stories. Former top lawyer James Baker under investigation for leaking to the media. James Baker was the top lawyer in the FBI.
No, he gave a lot of dirt in House committee hearings, apparently. He connected a lot of dots.
Yeah, well, here, this is, again, the leaks. During the unclassified closed-door interview, Baker's lawyer Daniel Levin instructed him not to talk about his contacts with journalists, and here's how it said. I'm sorry, I'm going to cut that out, not let him answer these questions right now. You may or may not know, he's been the subject of a leak investigation, which is still, and then he caused himself. So I'm cutting off any discussion. He's going to say it's active. I'm cutting off any discussion about conversations with reporters, Levin said, according to a leaked transcript. Let me do one more thing. I wasn't going to do this. George Papadopoulos is everybody's favorite
Trump employee. He's a good-looking guy. He's got a great story. He's got a little spy intrigue to
him.
Isn't
that the dude's name from Webster?
No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure it was.
George Papadopoulos?
Yeah.
I thought it was a Salvador Dali painting.
Webster?
Yeah, you remember Webster?
I remember Webster. His name was George Papadopoulos?
I know his last name was Papadopoulos.
Well, he was George.
Yeah, so there you go. George and ma'am. So there you go.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I never knew their last name was Papadopoulos.
What was the kid's name?
Webster?
Yeah, no, but what was his what was his real name?
I don't know.
You
mean in real life?
Yeah. It, him and Gary Coleman. Anyway, whatever the guy's name is, I promise you, at Shannon Mall, right outside of Atlanta.
Emmanuel Lewis?
Emmanuel Lewis. Straight up was like, I was at the whatever the record store was at that time, the Sam Goody or whatever, and he walked in and bought the Snoop Dogg album.
Did he?
And I was like, that's Emmanuel Lewis.
I did not know the George Papadopoulos connection there.
That's why every time I say it, I'm like, wait, I have to like reset.
So George Papadopoulos,
sorry.
Here's what I'm going to say about it, but we don't have a ton of time. Here's what I'm going to say. Open your mind to the possibility that George Papadopoulos was the mole.
Ooh.
Open your mind to the possibility that George Papadopoulos was not set up. He was the mole. He was the guy working on the inside. Just open your mind up to that possibility. And I have reasons for saying that. I have reasons for saying that. I can read between the lines on some of these things. During testimony in Congress, lawyers for Papadopoulos blocked several questions about the circumstances surrounding his plea deal with Mueller. The lawyers advised Papadopoulos not to answer whether he was the one to agree to pay $10,000 or if his attorneys made the decision. The attorneys also blocked a question about whether Papadopoulos still stands by his guilty pleas. He was also not advised not to answer questions whether the special counsel wanted $10,000 in any form, or if the prosecutors requested the specific bills in Greece. The attorneys again intervened when a lawmaker asked Papadopoulos if Trump's lawyer, Mark Kasowitz, the attorneys again intervened when a lawmaker asked if Papadopoulos called Trump's lawyer after being asked to wear a wire. I can read between these lines. It's still unclear how Papadopoulos came to work for the London Center for International Law Practice. If that name caused you to perk up, it should have. His colleagues at the center asked him to travel to Rome and make the introduction to MIFSUD at a university called Link Campus. LCILP and Link have been linked to Western intelligence for years, casting further significance on the circumstance of how he came to work for the center.
Hmm.
Open your mind to the possibility Papadopoulos was a mole. Energy consultant on the campaign, working for free. There was one more energy consultant on the campaign working for free. You ready for this? I'll see you tomorrow after I say the name. It's Carter Page. We'll be back. You can go.